This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Saturday at Madison Square Garden, a very excited John Minko.
Crowd is on its feet here at Madison Square Garden, and this is a victory for the Red Storm. And on this March 1st of 2025, the Suns basketball team outright winners of the Big East regular season championship for the first time in 40 years.
How long has Ben Mink been doing this?
St. John's?
Yeah. It hasn't been 40 12. Years, has it?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he did Army football, then got the St. John's job. What do you say, about 12, 13 years? Maybe longer than that.
All right.
Yeah, the Army job, he was done with Army before he did this,
yes,
right?
I believe he got this either right after or a year after the
so
Army job.
So it's
got
to be like 2010, 2011, somewhere in there.
Yeah, he was doing Army when Craig was here.
I remember going to an Army game that he was calling. I went with Joe Beningo and Terry Beningo. And that was when I was still here, like 08, 09. That was an experience.
I'm sure it was.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. It was actually Army Air Force. It was pageantry. It was amazing. It was great up there at West Point. It was really, really cool.
I'm trying to see. I can't see the start date, but you're probably right. In that area of 2012, whatever. So they beat Seton Hall 71-61, 26-4, 17-2, outright champions. Here was Patino afterwards.
The only surprise I've had is all of you. The love you've shown us. So we thank you. And get ready. Everybody get ready. We're just getting started. Here we go.
Just getting started.
He had the
white
suit on.
He's no spring chicken. I know. It's an amazing accomplishment this year, and certainly it shows you what money can do and what winning does.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that place was just on fire on Saturday. By the way, it is Mink's 17th season. I got that.
17?
Confirmed. Yeah, his 17th season.
All popping out.
Are they regular base?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Nice.
Now, I don't know how this works, Jerry.
Wow.
But, like, during the tournament, does that just go straight to Westwood and he doesn't call the games anymore locally?
I don't know, because they don't have a radio deal, so I don't know how that works. Mm-hmm. They're only on the app.
That'd be a shame if they didn't get to call the tournament games.
I guess they probably would. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a great question.
I think it has to be broadcast over the air for him to
That's
be able
what
to
I thought.
It.
So maybe they'll buy some time somewhere for the tournament.
Yeah.
I hope so, because after doing that for 17 years, you want them to call some real legit tournament games and then being like a 3-seed.
You know what I understand? So why don't we just sell them the slots at Rutgers? And
go F yourself.
What?
Don't sell them any slots. What are we doing?
I mean, you're out.
We're not out yet.
Are you going to be out?
We have a Big Ten tournament to play.
Listen, Jerry, you know, you kept playing that Michigan State
You just
State
put
Maryland
the cart before
game.
The horse.
You just kept playing that Michigan State-Maryland situation over and
well,
over
what did you want me to do? It was the number
again.
One play on SportsCenter. How do you not play that?
And then CeeLo was in here, and we played you over and over.
I heard you didn't,
again.
Actually.
Oh, we played you quite a bit.
I heard only once.
No, it was, told me. I think it was every hour.
No,
it was every hour.
No. That was very odd. CeeLo played Jerry the first hour. Michigan radio the second hour, the national call the third hour. It was very odd.
Oh, well, I was confused here. I thought we played Jerry once.
Yeah.
But every hour he played the highlight.
And I know exactly why he did that. I'm not going to play you all the time. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to.
He's
but
trying to
you
take
just
your
said,
job.
You just, no, he's not. So, CeeLo, does he want to do the Rutgers stuff now? I wasn't aware of that.
No,
could use a backup
job here. No, this, all right. Oh, you could use a backup now?
Could always use a backup.
Yeah.
For sure.
So CeeLo is now the backup.
Well, I don't know if he's ever called a game.
I mean, CeeLo
no,
is...
No, I'm saying he... Never mind.
I mean, backup is what CeeLo is. He's the Steve DeBerg of radio.
I call him very versatile.
He's first. He is. He's like a five-tool player.
He is. Yes, he is. Spring baseball today. The Mets play the Marlins. Kodai Senga will make the series. He's going to pitch one inning, and then they're going to send him to the backfields to pitch two more innings.
Awesome.
He's going to pitch one inning and then send him to the DL.
Well, let's hope not.
Let's say that.
Saturday, and they went over the Rays, this Blade Tidwell, this kid, two scoreless innings, but one of them, the nine-pitch immaculate inning. That was kind of cool.
You see, this guy supposedly had like nine pitches. And then they were working with him in the pitching lab.
Mm.
And then they condensed his pitching, his repertoire.
I don't think I could even name nine pitches.
Neither could I. So, well, but they
two-seamer, four-seamer.
They broke it down. And this guy, 18 out of 19 pitches were strikes, something like that.
Yeah. Slurve. Yeah. But that he had the one inning where it was 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Pretty nice. Cool. That is pretty cool. A slurve. Stupid.
Beefish pitch.
I do like that one. The Yankees face the Pirates tonight.
Sweeper. I love the sweeper.
Is it a sweeper or a slider?
Essentially, yes.
But now we call it a sweeper?
Maybe from a different arm slot.
Okay.
So you have a sweeper from down here.
Like Manaea was throwing those sweepers, right?
Remember we were talking about this last year, about how he watched somebody else, and then he was coming off the mound a little bit differently than throwing a sweeper.
The sweeper.
See where Max Fried throws tonight. Now, on Saturday, here was Aaron Judge. Maybe a little shot at Juan Soto. Here was on Yes, as he's fired up for 2025.
Excited about the team. You know, we got a group here that's motivated, excited to be back. A lot of new faces, definitely. You know, just around the whole, you know, infield, even outfield. But it's a lot of guys that, you know, wanted to be here in New York, wanted to play for the Yankees, and, you know, we're seeing some good results out of them so far.
Want to play for the Yankees.
Yes.
That's the little shot
a little bit, right?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of shot.
Little bit. And then one note from you guys know I love Columbia. I do. I all my time there, so I'm not poking fun at them, but this is where the internet wins. So Columbia lost a few games at Oregon this weekend, a couple of close ones, but the series didn't start well.
Is this baseball?
This is baseball.
Oh, okay.
This is the Columbia Twitter page.
They went to Oregon?
They did.
Mm-hmm. They went to Oregon to play baseball. That is like strange.
Yeah, a little strange. Maybe it wasn't in Oregon, but they played Oregon on the road.
Oh. Maybe it was down in Florida.
Maybe. The Columbia Twitter page posted, final, Oregon 35, Columbia 1, roar like roar.
Wait, what?
What?
They lost 35-1.
Yeah.
And then the hashtag Roar Lions Roar.
Roar Lions Roar.
You look at the replies.
Yeah.
The Lions dropped a heartbreaker in Eugene. The next one, I hate to tell you, but that lion ain't roaring, Chief.
Is that Ackerman?
You know what? It might have been. I don't know. If this game was played at a neutral site, I'm not sure Oregon wins it. And then some bad breaks there, guys. Could have gone either way.
Wow.
So
I found the 35-1.
I found the reply. And then the next
game. Mercy rule at some point?
Not in college. And Columbia baseball is actually very good. And they didn't play badly the next 2 days. They had a bad day. They just had a bad day. But
so did you see the inning breakdown, how it got started?
No.
Were they down 17-0 after one?
I didn't. I can for next hour. Okay. I will have that answer for you. I don't know. Good night for your Rangers.
And the feeling is, as he said, here's Pedersen moving in. Big drive. He scores!
And that was Sam Rosen on MSG. Opened the scoring. Rangers wind up winning 4-0. JT Miller, along with Panarin, a goal and an assist. Keandre Miller scores in the second period as well. First things first, here was Miller.
Well, I thought we had a good start, played a good first period. You know, I feel like after we made it 3-0, we were pretty sloppy. But Quickie was unbelievable. Kept that game a lot closer than maybe could have been.
See, and that is a little bit of self-awareness. Jonathan Quick was insane last night.
Yes, 34 saves, 63rd shutout of his career in his 800th game. Here he was asked about longevity.
You know, it's tough to kind of look at it that way, right? Like, you're just taking one season at a time here and one game at a time. I'm, you know, enjoy being here every day with these guys.
Yep, and so far so good.
That's ridiculous. By the way, you
know, that save is crazy.
Yes, it is. And you're talking about the Predators, who put a lot of money into their roster and missing a bunch of guys, including Ryan McDonagh, but man, they have been a real disappointment. I mean, they're like one of the worst teams in the league.
And you got the Rangers now 30-26-4. They did trade Jimmy Vesey and Ryan Lindgren to Colorado for Calvin DeHaan and Juuso Parsonen. Tonight, the Rangers take on the Islanders. Devils lost in Vegas 2-0, but the story here is what happened late with Jack Hughes.
Oh, a little winded or something, but that's scary. Right down the tunnel for Jack.
Yeah, and gone. It looks like a shoulder injury, not winded at all.
Oh, that was, man, he goes head first into the boards behind the net.
Lucky that that's all it was a shoulder. Exactly right. That was Ken Danico and Bull Spaulding on MSG. This was their head coach, Sheldon Keefe.
Real hard to see him go down. No update. He's going to have to be evaluated. Obviously, it didn't look good, and we're going to have to take our time to know the full extent.
And Keefe was ejected right after this for getting on the officials, and so given the 2-minute and then the game misconduct, but 2-0 was the final, but does not look good.